All right, we live in 3, 2, and 1. What's up, baby?
Hey,
we back. This is Ruffy. That's Javi. This is Useful Nonsense. What's going on, Javi? Talk to me, dog. What's going on with you?
It's fucking cold outside again. It's so goddamn cold. That shit surprised me this morning. I was like, damn, my nipples are hard. What you been up to, bro?
Man, not much, bro. Got my cut by you today. You know what I'm saying? Looking good. And then I got a facial at school, man. Ooh. That shit was cool. That was my first time getting a facial.
Ooh.
It was cool. I fucking fell asleep. That shit was amazing.
Facials are relaxing, bro.
Dude,
facials
hella relaxing.
You almost like think, why have I slept on something for so long, right?
Dude, literally, that was my thought process. Yeah. After I got up, I was like, yo, fellas, as a dude, get you some facials, dog. Pause.
Get you a fucking facial.
Yeah, no, but for real though, get you a facial. That shit is amazing. My skin feels like a baby's ass.
Baby's ass.
Yeah, bro, I was shining out. I had a glow to me, dog. You know what I'm saying?
When
you
like glowing.
Yeah,
we
bro.
Like glowing. Glowing's yeah. good.
That's glowing is amazing.
We about to glow all 2023.
All 2023. We about to shine so fucking bright.
It about to be stupid.
It's about to be retarded.
Man. How was school for you, though, overall?
It was good, man. I was trying not to cut today. And then this lady came in and was like, no, you're going to cut my son. I was like, fuck. So
she just said you.
Yeah, no, you, literally, because I've cut her kids before, so she knows that I'm gonna take my time and be, you know, do quality cuts and stuff like that.
Bullshit, I hear you,
bro. Yeah, bro. And
how much do they pay there again?
It's $6 for a cut. She looked for $4 for a tip. I was cool with it. I was cool with it. I made $4 today.
Hell yeah, bro.
Making dollars every day.
You know,
that's one thing as a barber though. You'll always have enough for McDonald's. You could be a shitty barber, and you'll have enough for McDonald's. So you will always be able to eat as a shitty barber. Even as a barber, you will always be able to eat. I will always be able to feed myself, regardless of how much money I'm making. I could live in my car and still have McDonald's for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So as a barber, I'm always going to be fed. And as long as I keep up my car payments, I will always have a roof over my head. And I'm grateful for that.
That's good shit, bro.
You know
that
what I'm
saying?
That's
good shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Good shit, man.
How your week been, dog?
Bro, it's been good so far, honestly. It's just been, like, staying busy. Staying busy, working out, all that shit.
Oh, like, shit. Insane. Savvy Poppy.
Savvy Poppy, bro.
Javi Poppy. You know what I'm saying?
That's he coming in.
He about to be swole and sexy this year.
Bro.
He's going to be swole, sexy, successful.
It's going to be crazy.
Sally sold seashells by the seashore.
Bro.
Looking ass.
Uh-huh. I hope y'all noticed this, right? In the comment section, can y'all tell us that y'all have noticed this has been a thing? It was over here last time, but
I had no idea this whole time.
He was like, what the hell is that? Oh, it's
bro,
Satan.
I walked in, I'm setting up shit, and my eyes get drawn to this fucking demonic baby fucking thing. You know what I'm saying? This is some shit you would see on Epstein's Island, bro.
Epstein's Island.
This is like in the center of that star right there. That center of that fucking star that you see right there. That's where Epstein was fucking those kids, bro.
Wilding out. I recorded that. I hope y'all see that before.
That fucking demonic trap, dude. Yeah, that's where fucking the Antichrist is trapped in, bro.
You think so?
Hell yeah. That's if they bet, dude. What? What? Look at all them chains and shit, dude.
No, not the chains. You're gonna be all
shit.
Right.
Look, they got all the fucking geometric shapes and shit. It starts off with a triangle and a square. Then there's boobs on there.
Boobs.
Look, there's boobs right there.
Oh, those are nice boobs.
Tell me that's not boobs.
He horny.
Hey, I'm horny all the time.
He horny.
Horny all the time. Hey, bro, you can't have a beard like this and have a weak sex drive.
This is true. Man, you know who I miss? I miss that lady who was like, I'm going to eat him up.
Oh,
you know
that old black lady?
Yeah,
bro. She was, man, look.
She was
at
like,
this moment in my life right now.
She was feeling right.
How horny I am, I'll take her on it.
You know what I mean, man?
You know what I'm saying? Today's podcast is sponsored by Liquid Death Water and Twisted Tea's alcohol.
Twisted Tea. There we go.
I'm doing the ASMR today.
Ooh. Ooh. That's good. That was good.
It's that sparkling water, too.
I wonder if this is going to
make your belly bubble.
Make your bussy bubble. Let's see if I can do this.
Makes you all wet.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Let's Let's go.
That was good. That was nice. Good.
Get that sip. Get that
oh,
sip.
Announcement. Oh, hold on now.
Get that sip. Why are you gay? Why are you gay?
Why are you gay?
What? Yo, I've been having everybody at the school watching that video.
Wait, hold on. They've never seen it?
They've never seen that
bro,
fucking video.
What the hell? What rock have they been living bro, under?
Dude, I've hell? Been showing everybody. To every walking around, we're just walking around going, why are you gay? Who said I'm gay? You are gay. Should I call you Mr.?
Oh.
Should I call you Mr.?
Ooh, man. Hold on. I got something for y'all. Man, hold on. Well, it's not really for me. It's for Rafi. Something came in that I'm going to be sharing with him while I'm giving to him. It's a gift for your career. Put the camera back on you. There we go. He's like, what the hell is this? He said, hold on. Oh, shit.
Yo! This is fucking awesome!
I kind of spoiled it because I wore one today.
Yeah, bro. I was like, dude, that's a funny shirt. I was like, that's a really funny shirt. Bro!
Hell yeah, brother. Fuck yeah.
This has got to be podcast merch now.
Hell yeah. Only this is, fades, baby.
Yo, we gon' every podcast is what we wearing. Bro, thank you so much, yeah, my guy. Man, thank you so
no biggie,
much.
No biggie.
Dog, this is dope.
Yeah, man.
This is dope. Yeah. Only if they would let me wear that at the barbershop.
You'll be all right.
I'm pretty sure. I mean, we wear an apron.
You'll be all right. You wear it at barber school or wherever the hell.
Oh, tomorrow at barber school?
Yeah,
that's
bro.
I'm
or just like that's to the gym, wherever the fuck. Oh. It's going to be a good conversation starter.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, man.
The big booty bitches.
Yep.
Hey, dude. Twins. You gonna box them or something, dog? What you be beating on? Your knuckles looking a little rough. What you punching somebody?
Man, really?
Yeah, bro.
I feel like I got soft hands.
No, I'm not saying you got... Not, you don't have soft hands. I'm not saying that. It's just your knuckles look like you've been punching motherfuckers in the face.
Really?
Yeah.
I do got ugly knuckles, though.
No, that's okay, though. That's a good thing. It keeps people away from trying you, dog.
Yeah, bro. Man.
All right, guys. That sparkling water. I had Chipotle earlier. They didn't charge me enough, I think, because I got double meat. And it was only $13, bro.
That
usually
would only happen to you because, hey, like, I feel like they always overcharge me at Chipotle.
Son, the other day I was at Mod's, and the dude was just like, don't even worry about it. I'm like, don't worry about what? He goes, your meal. It's on us. I said, what? And I got a free drink. Bro, what? Is the one right by your
Oh, yeah. That one, oh, bro, door. They're cool. They're cool as fuck for that. They do that a lot for me sometimes whenever I do go over there. And I feel bad, so I try not to go often. But I'll try to have, like, cash tip, though, so I can just, you know what I mean, make it worth their time.
Son, if you give me free food one time, I'm going to keep going until you... hoping for the same shit. I'm cheap, bro. I tell everybody at the shop, too, look, I'm Desi, and I'm going to figure out a way to get it for cheap or for free. Yeah, don't give me a loophole. I'll fucking dive all in. I'll RKO myself.
Man, speaking of RKO.
Oh, shit.
Man, have y'all been hearing about this alien shit been going on?
Nah, talk to us.
Bro, I've been seeing... Okay, so him and I talked about aliens about 2 weeks ago. And now my For You page is nothing but alien sightings here, alien sightings there, military coming out from da-da-da-da. Just aliens.
I've been seeing that too, though. I've been seeing some shit about that, like the military.
Like, what are they prepping us for, bro? Like,
hey, bro,
this is
what's going to happen. They're going to use global warming as a way and to, like, get people to stay locked in, right? Mm. And then once that doesn't happen, what they're going to do is, once they can't get people to stay in, what they're going to do is, I think I'm starting to really believe, I'm not saying the aliens are not real. I do believe the aliens are real, right? I just feel like what they have is alien technology that was left here, right? And what they've done is they've reverse engineered it and learned how to use it, right? And what's going to happen is they're going to start a fake alien invasion to get everybody into Mark Zuckerberg's matrix, right? They're going to feed us bugs because of Bill Gates, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And they're going to plant chips in our brain because of Elon.
Okay. So explain the bug stuff.
He's saying that bugs are going to be, they're going to be more, they per gram or whatever, they have more protein than steak does, and how to prevent global warming and carbon, whatever it is. That
just sounds like we're running out of food for you guys, so just so you know, bro, we're engineering bugs right now.
I don't even think they're running out of food. I think they're just doing that just to get control.
Have you ever seen, like, a cow at, like, an American farm? Like any of the videos of them? Like,
no.
Like the
I don't watch videos like that.
Bro, them things scary.
I get hungry.
They don't look like cute cows that we see on Hollywood. They look fucked up. They're all jacked up on steroids. They look like really obese moms with a fat ass.
Now, that's why I go to HEB and get the grass-fed shit.
Yeah, bro, it's crazy. And I'm like, dang. It's just like a bunch of meat just kind of like...
Yeah. And also, if you're somebody that gets grass-fed food, make sure it's grass-fed and grass-finished. Let me say that again. Grass-fed and grass-finished. Because a lot of times they'll say it's grass-fed, but before they finna die, they're going to pump their ass up with corn and get them to get a nice and fat, right? And then they'll kill them. Yeah. And then that comes on your plate, and you're thinking it's grass-fed, but it's really grass-fed and corn-finished. So to avoid that, make sure your shit is grass-fed and grass-finished.
Man, you know what I haven't had forever? Lamb.
Oh.
I had lamb in like this rice bowl thing at this like Halal Guys or something like that. I can't remember.
Bro, Halal Guys is like our people's Chipotle.
Yeah.
It's like calling Chipotle Mexican food.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So like if you really want some good lamb, bro, there's a spot on the southwest side of Houston called Drewby's. Drewby's. I've been telling everybody about this place.
I feel like
I did tell you about this place.
Yeah, I feel like you've taken pictures it's off there of, too.
I did. They have the best chicken shawarmas. Bro, these people have been there for like over 30 years, right? They're old school cats. The guy's an 80-year-old guy. He's still cooking, still moving. His old lady, she worked the register, right? When you walk in, it's like a bodega style. You know what I'm saying? They got tax books on the fucking counter and all this crazy shit. It smells old. Like, it's like a good old though. Like, they make their own pita bread, right? And they make their own hot sauce. They make their own garlic sauce. And their lamb over there is so juicy. Damn. It's so good. It's awful. If you're in Houston, y'all need to check out Drewby's at 733 Hillcroft Avenue. 7333. Sorry, 7333. So it's three threes. So if you got a girl, fellas, that likes, you know, is into numerology and shit, take her to that spot right there. 7333 Hillcroft Avenue. It's kind of in the hood, kind of not. You know what I'm saying? It's a nice spot. It's old people. And yeah, y'all gonna fuck with it. The food is delicious. You get like a fucking shawarma this fucking big, like this big for $5. For $5.
Sounds good.
Dude, and they're this old Jordanian couple, right? And they cook it the way they cook it overseas. Mm. They marinate the chicken for 5 days.
Yeah, I saw this. It's so funny. Cause now I know what the word desi means, and then like this guy had all this marinated chicken in a bag, and he like threw it in this like big pan with oil in it frying, and he pulled it out and he cut it up a little bit, then he threw it back in there and he put it in this like threw seasoning in it, then threw veggies and like some leaves in there and stuff. It was just whipping that shit and it looked good. And he started just chopping that shit up, shredding that shit up, and then someone, I think his wife, was making like this like flat bread sort of thing. And there's a word for that, I'm sure. But that should look good. I was like, damn.
It's probably like roti.
Yeah.
Which is like tortillas.
It looks like it. Yeah, I was going to say it looks like a tortilla.
Yeah, it's probably roti.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds good right now. Oh, also, if you're in Houston and you want to check out some like good Pakistani food, there's a couple of other restaurants. There's a place called Aga's. It's on the southwest side as well. Southwest Houston got all the best food. They got African food. They got Desi food. They got Persian food. Mexican food. You know what I'm saying? All the good foods, all the good culture foods, they got it. They even got a little Chinatown off of Bel Air. You know what I'm talking about? By the Beltway. Yeah, they got some good little spots out there. But it's a place called, there's Aga's. They got good food. Their biryani is actually really good. And their hari is solid. And then there is this amazing barbecue spot called Bundukan.
Ooh.
Bundukan. They got these chicken tikka, bro. They cook everything over a flame. Oh. Their Bihari kebab is amazing. Their Sikh kebab is amazing. Their chicken tikka is fantastic. They have halwa, which is like the sweet. I don't even know what it is. Really, honestly, but it's delicious. It's orange and it's sweet. And their parathas are fucking amazing, bro. Anytime we go there, dog, we get so many parathas and we just freeze them. And we just freeze them.
Do these places have Instagrams?
Nope.
Damn.
I don't know. Maybe Bundukan and Aga's do.
I'm about Drewby's to say, you should use these clips to kind of tag them and just say what's up.
Hell yeah.
Maybe they follow you, follow them, and just be cool with them.
That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, man. They'll fuck with you.
Free lifetime food.
They're just cool people, you know. Be like, hey, you're the guy that was shouting us out, the podcast guy. Yeah.
Dude, imagine if they give us free food.
I'll shout them out while we're eating the food here on the podcast. And you show me how to eat it.
Bro. I'm so down.
I'm down.
I'm so down.
As long as there's no mayo on it, I'm good.
Nah, good. We don't use mayo. I trust it. Good. We don't use mayo.
Mayo always makes me throw up.
Really? Even like in elote?
I hate elote.
You hate elote?
I hate elote. It's because they would make me eat it as a kid. Be like, make sure you eat your fucking corn. And it's like that. It's just drenched in this thick, gunky mayonnaise. And I would just be like, huh.
You're the reason why you're single.
Yeah, 100%.
You're the reason why you're single.
Oh, one more time.
This is why you're single, dog.
I'm the reason I'm single.
Here, I hate elote. What? What? You like white women, don't you?
Man, sometimes. Honestly, my
soulmate. What's your preference? What's like your, like.
My soulmate's probably white, and I'm just here like. I mean, you know what? Give me the camera. Hold on. Another thing I've learned, my soulmate's probably a white woman, and I've just been wasting my time with these horchata-filled disappointment women. So like, that's what I'm dealing with. You know, that's my life right now.
Describe me like you had a build a bitch workshop, right? What's your woman look like?
Okay, so skin tone, I'll just hit random button on that.
You can't hit random on that. No. Yeah, there is no random. No.
I really don't have
this
a
is your dream woman. This is your dream woman. What does your dream woman look like? You can't not be like, I'm going to hit random. What the fuck? What the fuck do you mean you're going to hit random? You can't go to Build-A-Bear and hit random.
I've never favorited a guy. I've literally dated every girl.
That's fine. And you have a lot of experience to come off of. Yeah. Build me your fantasy woman. Morals and everything.
Oh, man. That's tough. I hate to admit it, but I guess just a light-skinned fucking Latina.
There you go.
Fucking demons. Okay. That's what I always find myself going back
to. Yeah, that's
cool. I've dated plenty, right? But somehow, my path always leads back in that toxic skin tone. It's fucking horrible.
hey, bro. Latin women are different, though.
Yeah, give me the camera. Light-skinned Latino women are the devil, but I love y'all, and that's just how it is for me anyways.
I love y'all, too. I love you, too, baby. Habibi, I love you.
Oh,
Habibi, bro. I love you.
Oh, man.
You know who you are.
Oh, shit.
You know what I'm saying? My dream woman, thank you for asking, my girlfriend.
he thinking about what's her violet star right now? What do you mean? Yeah, he's really shit. And then as for attitude, man. Unfortunately, like I always like try and strive for like someone who's really nice and shit, but I always date straight up bitches. Just fucking rude. Just fucking rude. And that's how it always works out. Maybe it's because I'm rude. I don't fucking know.
Javi likes to get fucked Amazon style. You know what that is?
No. What is that? I went along with it.
That's when the girl pretzel you and then ride you.
Your BJ's night.
No, I didn't. She didn't do that to me. That's never happened.
He prayed that night away.
I did.
He full of shit.
Nah, dude, that's only when I got my ass hit. Flashbacks.
Just sex flashbacks. I
love you, baby.
Did she watch this?
No.
Okay, I was about to say, hold on. Because I feel bad. I've had so many conversations.
Nah, bro, she knows I'm stupid. I'm like this with her, too. Like, she knows, bro. Like, I don't hide none from that woman. She knows. She knows I'd be on my stupid shit.
Now I'm thinking about that food you're talking about.
Bro, that food is so good.
I want to eat the tortilla.
That food is so good. Damn.
I just want carbs. That's
what sucks is that we live on this side of town.
Yeah, man. This side of town is just like, I think as ethnic as this town really gets is decent Mexican food, kind of.
Hey, Papacitos go hard.
But like Houston's got all the food.
Oh,
Houston's got all the food, hands down. All the food, bro. I mean, over here, I mean, you know, you get what you can get.
Yeah. There's no decent Chinese restaurants here. Actually, not. JB's Cafe on Highway 3 in El Dorado is pretty solid.
Oh, that's one right by Futon?
Yeah.
I've been there before.
That spot is pretty good, man. Their General Tso's chicken is solid. Their General Tso's chicken is pretty solid.
He said General Tso's.
What is it? General Tso's?
General Tso's.
You sure that's... Nah, that's a soul, bro.
General Styles. Bro, it's Lunar Year. Y'all correct us.
Yeah, correct us. Correct us.
Is it General Sows or is it General Styles?
What would it be style? Why would it be style?
Correct me. It's fine.
That's American, dog. It's General Sows. General Sows.
General
Sows. Okay. You know what? Ask
when, when it comes to your culture or your food, what is the one mispronounced thing that drives you to your nerve?
Like with food?
Yeah, yeah. That people
say. Biryani. Biryani. No, it's biryani.
Oh.
Yeah. Biryani. Biryani. Oh.
Quesadilla.
Quesadilla?
Quesadilla. That would drive me crazy. I mean, imagine having to write an order down. They're like, y'all take like 3 quesadillas and like 2 fajitas? I'm like, bro, nah.
Not fajitas.
Bro?
Bro, that's wild. That's disrespectful. That's racist.
What about tortas? Do y'all have any tortas? You mean the animal, bro? Like, hold on, bro.
I was just thinking that.
I want a fully loaded torta. Like, do y'all have any tortas?
Y'all got a gordita?
Any gordita? And then, like, there's a fat girl who's, like, upset. Like, she's like, and she, like, runs away. Gordita doesn't mean fat girl in Spanish.
No, I knew what a gordita was, but I didn't even put 2 and 2 together.
Y'all got any gorditas here? And then, like, the waitress, like, fuck.
She's just, like, she tried to fit herself through the drive-thru window.
She's like, I'm crying in Spanish.
Damn. How you think they would say guac? Guacamole.
Guacamole?
Guacamole?
You need guacamole? Fresh shavacadoo? Fresh shavacadoo?
Fucking shavacadoo.
Free shavacadoo? Free shavacadoo? Fresh avocado.
Oh!
Hey, damn, I got his ass too.
What the fuck is a free shavacadoo?
He's like, what is free?
What the fuck is a free shavacadoo?
Oh, what the fuck?
Real talk, I thought you was talking about that fish. You know what I'm saying? When you be going to Mexican restaurants, like a legit Mexican restaurant, and they be having that fucking goofy-ass fish with the mouth, the whole scales and shit on it.
Yeah, yeah. And what they fried the fuck out of it.
Yeah, they deep fried that shit.
That shit's my favorite. Oh, no, that shit. Yeah, they skin that bitch, and then they put like 3 huge slits. I remember because I used to work at a seafood restaurant, and I had to do it. And then they just throw that bitch in the oil fryer and just.
So they don't even season it.
Yeah, no. Well, I mean, depends on where you go. Some people do.
Huh? How does it taste? What kind of fish is that?
It's a tilapia. It's a fat fucking. It's always a thick fucking farm raised tilapia.
Tilapia's not even a real fish. You know that?
Yeah, man. No, it's not. It's a designed fish. Yeah. It's GMO fucking shit. We're GMO humans.
Whoa, dude.
Yeah, bro. We're GMO animals. You think so? I know so.
Man, GMO in terms of genetically modified organisms, meaning that we were go ahead.
I believe off of our religions on everything that yours or mine or anyone else's. I feel like there's missing data because I feel like they forgot to mention the part where we live for a very long time because we're not supposed to remember that. And I almost feel like our DNA has been altered, like capped out lifespan wise. And that's why we die in our 60s and 70s.
Yeah.
Because when you read the stories, you're like, okay, well, damn, this all sounds like this can be doable within a couple hundred years, but we don't live a couple hundred years. You know what I mean? So there's missing, there's gray area, there's missing gaps, and there's missing information in history. And I got into a whole rabbit hole like a week or two ago.
Did you get into the Anunnaki?
Oh, a little bit, yeah. Anunnaki allegedly altered our DNA just because when we allegedly align with like our spiritual selves and we are actually in touch with our third eye, we can actually create new dimensions. And that was getting annoying for them because it would screw with their reality a lot of the time, timeline-wise. And so they had to do something about these fucking humans that just kept evolving and going too hard, and they lived too long to, you know, if they can shorten our lifespans and block off our pineal gland and calcify it, then they're more easier to control.
I don't think that's the Anunnaki. The Anunnaki was the ones, they came, so there's this guy named Zachariah Sitchin, right? And he was talking about the Anunnaki and this planet X called Nibiru, right? And then it passes through the Earth every like 3,600 years or whatever, and it causes total mayhem because it throws the gravitational pull of the Earth off, right? They came to the planet because their planet was losing atmosphere, and in a way to prevent that loss of atmosphere and to be able to throw away sunlight, the other direction is you need gold. Earth has an abundance of gold, so they basically came down, created their own you know, tweaked with whatever was here at that time, whatever hominid was here, right? Created humans. At first, they weren't able to reproduce. So at first, we didn't even have genitals and nothing like that, according to what the translations from Zachariah Sitchin's were, right? Then there was one of them, I want to say it was Enki, that genetically modified us to be able to procreate and be able to do all those things, right? And be able to have kids and emotions and stuff like that. And there was a big-ass war between the two. And these are just stories, right? We don't really know what really actually happened or whatnot. But the word Elohim in the Bible comes from, means the beings from above. And that's in the Bible, right? Anunnaki also means that too, which means the beings that came from above. So there's so many correlations with that. Then there's the book of Enoch, which was left out of the Bible, man. That shit is crazy.
When you everyone kind of knows Enoch. About anyone from any other background kind of knows or is alluded to the book of Enoch.
Bro,
your people, Buddhist, Mark, everybody, Catholics, everyone kind of like knows like the book of Enoch was a book that talks about that time.
Yeah.
But everyone just kind of like carries themselves like anyways, and they just try and carry their own narrative, whatever it is they got going on.
Bro, it's really wild.
There's a lot of missing history, I bet, out there.
I think all religions are basically a piece of the bigger puzzle. Like, they all tie in hand to hand.
You'd be an idiot if you didn't think that. You know what I mean? Like, there's no one solid thing. Like, they're all kind of something that leads to a bigger picture.
But the crazy part is, man, I was watching this thing. What they were talking about, they were comparing the Bible and the Quran, and what they were doing was like stuff that was unanswered in the Bible, they answered that stuff in the Quran. And it was such a crazy thing. If I find that video, I'm gonna send it to you.
You ever hear about the reptilian rumor?
Which one?
You know, like just like there's lizard people that live among us, reptilians.
Probably. And I don't doubt it.
That run the world.
Yeah, I don't doubt it.
Man, they call them draconians, and apparently draconians like are just these like gorilla sized fucking like reptiles that just. That conquer, you know, different like realities and worlds and dimensions, and they always leave a little bit of their kind behind. Which
yeah, should lizard, do show again?
Lizards and shit like that. I don't know.
We're about to have a repeat of last week.
Yeah, no shit. And then they're apparently those are some people as well. The cat people that were talking about, which Egyptians mentioned a lot in their time as their best friends. I know I'm smelling it too. I'm like, is there something there? And they're called Larians, and apparently the Larians fought alongside the Egyptians against like other outworldly beings, and that's why cats were so held up high, and amounts of respect because the Larians were cat people, but just like you know they have posture like us, they stand up and they talk and they shit like that.
What do you think a Sphinx is?
A Sphinx?
The Sphinx.
I feel like a Sphinx.
No,
is
no,
like,
not a Sphinx. The Sphinx, the one in Egypt.
Yeah. I would say the Sphinx was just us paying homage, or them paying homage to Larians, probably. Just because there was a big war, I'm sure, back then, because why the fuck is that whole area just fried to no, like, land?
Well, like, there's
like,
a theory
like in terms of, like, I mean, they have meteorite theories and stuff, but, like...
Oh, the Great Flood, too?
Yeah, you know, shit like that, but shit that goes down in Africa, like, doesn't get talked about. There's so much missing history in Africa alone, bro.
Speaking of Africa, Doc, did you see the thing... About them finding the...
Oh, the metal?
The rock?
The metal that, like, sparks electricity
it's
and shit?
A rock. Yeah, it's a rock that creates electricity in the Dominican Republic of Congo.
Yeah, bro.
Dog. They're about to raid the fuck out of the
They're about
Congo.
To give them all the freedom right now. They need all... Just,
bro, that might be vibranium.
No, that's 100%.
Or element 151.
It's something that they've been looking for a hot fucking
dude,
minute.
Yeah. And you now, know what the crazy part is? They also believe that there's still dinosaurs alive in the Congo because the Congo is one of the few places in the earth that has never fully been...
Hell yeah.
She should it.
Hold on, give me a second. I can't smell it, but also I'm going to just go spray it. Just to be sure. Oh shit, that shit's shitty. Why do you do that every time we're
shooting a podcast, bro? I'll hold my breath. This shit is crazy. This cat is fucking nuts.
She's an asshole. She's an asshole.
Alright. Smells like raw fish. What the fuck you been feeding her?
their food for the week is fish, actually.
Is it really?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, it smells like it.
Yeah, man.
She ain't taking correctly to it.
Yeah, that freaking metal that I saw that there. There are some the miners that found it were playing with it. They were throwing little ones at the bigger ones and just going.
Yeah, They also took took little light things, wires on it, and
then... Yeah, dude.
Dude.
That's the answer for what they're building over there. You see that big wall city that they're building over there?
You talking about Saudi Arabia?
Yeah. Over there in Saudi Arabia, they're building a big wall city.
That shit's going to be crazy,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah. So I'm thinking to myself, now that this rock's been developed or been discovered, imagine what possibility that's going to make happen within that city that they're trying to make, you know what I mean, a thing. Because right now, they're barely creating the infrastructure. So if they can create the infrastructure around, well, that's almost unlimited energy at that point.
Essentially, yeah. Look, the other cat going to smell it.
He like, God damn, that smell like motherfucking shit.
What the hell? Yeah, it's like, oh, I gotta get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, man, this bitch always shitting. Come on now. Shitty booty ass blood bitch. Come on now. Look at him. Anyways.
Damn. That's gonna be so crazy, bro. The next 10 years are about to be insane.
Bro, it's about, I mean, fucking, look at our money right now. Like, our money literally holds no value, I think, right? Like, the American dollar isn't backed by anything, right? The fiat system's done, right? Am I crazy?
No, I don't think you're crazy. I think it's gonna... It's about to change in the next, like, 10 to 20 years.
No, I mean, like, is the American dollar backed by anything?
No, it's not. It hasn't been backed by anything since 1971.
Okay, so, damn, our money really is just kind of, like, worthless. We just kind of say it's worth something because we said it.
It's monopoly money, bro.
That's crazy.
What's up, Boomy?
No.
You want to say hi? Come on, say hi, buddy. Yes, this is true. Do you believe in the Anunnaki?
Were you part of the Egyptian civilization?
That's what? A yes.
So, were you there when King Tut died? Oh, you don't want to talk about that.
It's a bad time, huh?
So what was Cleopatra's pussy like?
Ah,
it must okay.
She had that kitty, huh?
Yeah, you was eating it?
Mm.
Were you, huh?
All right, boy.
You know, in Islam, they talk about cats are good thing. Cats are good, like, positive energy, and they bring wealth.
Because the Larians probably helped them out back in the
listen,
day.
Listen, we're not going to go there.
You never know.
The prophet, peace be on him, bro. Mm-hmm. He was the one, he loved cats. He loved cats.
Mm-hmm. Larians.
I want a cat.
Oh, man.
That's better. Way better. Way better. As soon as I saw her go in there, I had my eyes on her.
You were like,
I was like, and then she was in there for too long. I was like, oh, what the fuck?
She's shitty booty.
Oh, nasty booty ass.
Mm-hmm. Man.
I don't understand, bro. How? Yeah, I don't even want to get into animals. Mm. I don't want to do it.
Mm.
I don't really care.
I hear you. Man, what's another crazy idea you've been playing around with in your mind?
Like about what?
I don't know. Anything? Any crazy thoughts you've been having?
Not really. I've actually been very calm lately. It's weird.
That I've been calm lately.
Yeah, I've been very calm. I haven't been really emotional. You know what I'm saying? I've just been like more focused. Honestly, where I think there was mercury in the Gatorade recently. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know. That shit just got me really focused.
Mm.
That mercury in the Gatorade got me focused, and like my full attention is on just my career right now.
I can't wait to get you to try the freaking CMOS.
Dude, I want to try that shit. Whenever you re-up on that.
I have some with me. And I almost want to give you like a spoonful. To like, you know, you grab a spoonful out and you just...
Yeah. Take it back.
Try it.
Take
it to the head. Just take a taste.
Take it to the head.
It's really good. And man, I don't know. I don't feel so tired whenever... I guess I just have a lot of mucus all in my body.
Yeah, I need to get that shit out of me.
I'm about to re-up here soon. Yeah, dude. Anytime I'm running and shit, I'm just like... I'm spitting out loogies.
That's not good.
Yeah, dude. I'm like, damn, that shit in there.
Yeah.
But then again, I also eat a lot of dairy, too. Like, I'll have, like, freaking Cheetos sometimes.
Hey, dude, dairy.
I'll throw cheese on something here. Sometimes there's dairy and bread sometimes.
Are you lactose intolerant?
Not really.
No, right?
I get gassy sometimes if it's the real shit, but...
Yeah. Hey, dog. Bro, I had to fart the other day. I thought I had to shit. It was one of those farts, dude.
God damn.
But it turned out I actually had to shit.
Oh, shit.
I farted and a little bit came out.
He said the poop that took a pee.
And it stunk.
That boy had a Sia moment. He done shitty booty all over. Look at her. And she eating again. Look at her shitty booty ass. Look at her.
Bro, animals are so weird. They live rent free.
Yeah, dude.
They don't pay no fucking rent.
It's just like children. Until they have to, you know, do something.
To an extent, about 16 years.
If your cat needed like any kind of like surgery or some shit, would you get it done?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, just have them bill it to me and I'll just pay it off $10 a month.
Shit, you crazy.
Yeah.
How much? What's the max you would pay for your for a surgery for the animal?
I don't know, to be honest.
$10,000.
Probably.
You pay it?
I would. For Boomy, probably. And maybe not Sia, just because I didn't really want Sia, but Boomy wanted Sia. That's Boomy's cat.
What you mean? That's a kid?
That's Boomy's cat. Like his kid? That's his pet.
Oh, that's his? Your pet got a pet?
Yeah, that's bro. Crazy, because, dude. Like, I was fought.
Hey, this is first world problems, dog. Your pet got a pet.
Yeah,
my
bro.
Pet was bored. He needed a sister.
For real. Like, I was fostering her, and then Boomy fell in love with her because he usually, like, is alone when I'm at the shop and shit. So he was like, Dad, I want her. And I was like, all right, I guess.
How you know he want her?
Because he kept licking her and shit. And I remember I had her stay at one of my buddies' places to see if she would acclimate to the place. And he was sad the whole time. He just let out sad meows. And be all depressed and hide under the bed. But then whenever I brought her back, because it didn't work out over there. He was all like spriggy and happy and playing with me and fucking running around. I'm like, fucking God damn it.
Why are you gay?
Why are you gay, Sia?
No, you. Why are you gay? Mister? Should I call you mister?
Oh, yeah. No, let me
should I call you mister? This is a sickness.
Sickness.
Bro. Yo, he goes, in the beginning. You gonna say beginning? He was trying, the pastor was trying to read from the Bible. He goes, in the Beninigan.
Beninigan.
Wasn't that a place, Benigans? The Benigans? Benigans?
Oh, yeah. There was one right there by Baybrook.
Yeah.
For like a hot minute. I thought it was called Shenanigans.
Oh, no. I thought that was a place in a movie. What the fuck?
I'm not old enough to know, I guess. Yeah. I gotta Google that shit. Hold on.
Man. Damn. Mm. Now I wouldn't pay shit for a surgery for an animal, though. Not out of my pocket.
Mm. Yeah, I think I
y'all accept food stamps?
I could see your girl being the one to be like, no, we're gonna fucking do it. And then you'd be like, all right. I'm talking about like 5-6 years down the road, y'all living together. Y'all got a family.
No, I already had that conversation with them. Like, you paying for that shit out your own pocket.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, things change, bro.
Yeah, no, I'm not paying for that. Oh, I don't want any animals.
I want to bookmark this and save this.
No, I'm telling you, we've already had this conversation. I was like, look, I'll compromise with you. We can have pets. One dog, one cat. I want no more. Cool with two animals. But if anything happens to them motherfuckers, that's your responsibility. I'm not. Don't ask me to pay for shit.
Careful, man.
No, I'm not paying for none of them animals. I don't want them. I don't want them animals. Why I gotta pay for them?
That sounds like
they're your kid. They're your animals. Don't ask me to feed them. If I feed them out of voluntary, it's because I'm trying to help you out in that moment. Right. If I go walk the dog and the cat, do you gotta walk cats? Okay.
You're low maintenance.
Okay, cool. I actually like her dog. One of them. She got two of them. Waiting for one of them to die. Hopefully the one I don't really like. But actually, no, I don't hope for it. Cause she'll be crushed. I couldn't see my girl go through that. I don't want to see my girl go through that. But yeah, no, I told her listen, dog, why you laughing?
Bro. He's funny. He said, nah, I ain't about to pay for nothing, but I don't want to see her crushed. That tells you everything, how that scenario would play out.
Hey, listen.
It's just a walking contradiction, bro.
So, I'm Hippocrates! Nah, I'm not paying for no fucking animal, dog. Fuck out of here.
Yeah, you won't.
I already had that conversation with her, bro. We agreed to it.
So. He ain't gonna. He ain't gonna last but a few days of watching her moping around while she's watching her dog die,
bro. I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it.
Yeah,
I grab a shovel myself.
Mm-hmm.
So let's put it out of its misery.
We'll see. Oh, I'm excited. I'm excited for the future now, just because I want to see that scenario play.
Dude, out. I would literally break up with her just to prove you wrong.
He ain't about it. Hell no.
Nah, he ain't about it. I'll be crushed.
He hurt
it. I'll be crushed. I hurt my own feelings.
I'd be crushed.
I'd be devastated.
No.
Oh my God. If my boo left me.
If I broke up with my boo because I was trying to prove a point, I'd be so sad.
I'd be back like, baby, I was just trying to prove a point. I was just trying to show I was a man. He called me a bitch. I was just telling him that I was doing it. Please take me back. I would honestly cry like this, like that. Just like that.
I can see you doing that.
I'd tell her I suck her toes. She smacked the shit out of me if I said that, though.
I feel like, how do you, does she have a job?
Yeah.
She,
that girl works a lot.
Do you ever, like,
I wish she would quit.
I always see those, like, Hoodville memes where it's like, this is the guy who her work bestie is, and it's dude like hugging her from the back and shit while she's just like
yeah, nah bro, I'll be sending her those memes all the time. I'll be sending her a lot of Hoodville shit. I'd be like, this is what I be talking about. This is what I be talking about. Male best friends, this is what I be talking about. Male friends, and this is what that means. This is what that means. Guys and girls cannot be friends.
Sure.
They can't. Okay. You can be platonically friends.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
Oh, I have hella platonic.
And you telling me you have never thought about fucking any
not
of them
at all, bro.
You're a liar. Nah, you're a liar. Bro. I see it in your eyes.
I put it on.
I see it in your eyes, bro.
I put it in Jesus Christ.
You're
name,
a
bro.
Fucking liar. Jesus,
you know,
he's lying.
You know how religious
Jesus,
I am,
he's lying.
Bro.
You didn't die for his sins. He's a fucking liar.
Look at this nose piercing. You know I'm religious as fuck. Come on now, bro. Religious.
Bro, you're a fucking cap. Your this is a cat. Bro, why are you fronting for these people, dog? Be honest. Tell me what you told me in the shop.
Yeah, bro.
Tell me what you told me in the shop.
I don't think I could. You know what I mean?
You like, telling me. You telling me you would if you've never thought about fucking any of your female friends.
Not at all,
you're
bro.
A fucking liar. You're a fuck. You know. Any guy. Okay, ladies. Any guy that says that he has not thought about fucking a female friend is a goddamn liar. He's probably thinking about fucking you right then and there. Just butt naked and nasty style. Spitting in your mouth. Putting a thumb in your ass.
Okay.
Bro. Dog, this cat, dog. I hate when motherfuckers lie like that, dog. Just yeah, you see that lie, bro. Like, no, just, this dude is lying.
We're just friends, you know what I mean? What are friends for?
I fuck you, you fuck me.
Just a shoulder to cry on.
Just a dick to suck on.
Just friends, bro. Like,
just use me. Use me. You want to get over your ex? Use me.
I do.
Use me.
I gotta do what I gotta do for you.
Whatever will make
you
happy.
We're doing this for you, not for me.
You said, what? He doesn't make you happy? Let me make you come.
Yeah.
Let me make you come.
Just as friends, though.
Just as friends, though. No feelings, you know what I'm saying? This whole generation is going to hell. Fucking without feelings. The fuck out of here. That's the worst sex ever. It's the worst sex ever. That's why I be doing all that extra shit. Because there's no feelings involved, dog. Real talk. Hey, fuck you. I'm not light-skinned. I'm a top G.
Yeah, boy, you bottom G. What the fuck? Yeah, damn.
So you saying you never giving your girl the back?
Bruh.
What? You never just been laying on your back and then she just be riding and doing her thing? And you just be like squeezing your butt cheeks to get that extra half. You know every guy got that extra half inch? Like, you know what I'm saying? When you gotta go that pelvis tilt.
Why are you doing that with the shoulders?
Because that's how you be.
You be turtling.
Turtling.
There it is, bro.
Bro, you ever seen two turtles fuck?
I've seen that video where he goes.
Yo, that shit is so funny. Just watching that shit is the funniest shit ever.
Now I'm thinking about all my friends that are girls that I've never thought about sleeping with.
You thinking about sleeping with them right now, huh? You're a liar.
I think about how great it is to just have friends that are girls that I'm just not physically attracted to like that.
So you saying they ugly? That's what you're saying, dog. Right. Well, if you don't think about fucking a female friend, it's because you're not sexually attracted to her, right? It's because you think she's ugly. You don't
friends.
Think you net bro, you don't you
I'm
never
not sexually attracted
bro, you will
to my
never
friends.
Have an attractive female friend and be like, I would not fuck her.
No, I wouldn't.
You're a liar.
Called homosexuals. What do you mean?
Ah, dude. Ah, dude. That shit's so funny.
Yeah.
You know what videos I find so entertaining? When they interview these girls, talking about do you have any guy friends that you think that want to hook up with you? And they're always like, no, we're just friends. And then they'd be like, all right, call them to check. Call them and just say you want to hook up. And bro, like 8 out of 10 of them are always like, yeah, let's do it. 8 out of 10. That's 80%.
You know, like, that's just how that girl is. Sometimes girls are too much drama. You know, guys are less drama, less more dick.
Yeah, like that bitch at the fucking, what's that play? What's that police officer lady?
Damn, bro, that cop that was fucking five of her coworkers at the precinct, that's crazy. Had a whole husband that's also in the force.
And he's staying with her.
That's that shit, man.
How fire is her pussy? What is she doing in bed that she fucked five dudes and the dude is still staying with her? What dirt does she have on him? You think he was getting pegged?
He's probably gay or something like that, but like she has like religious parents maybe, and she's like, "I'll hold on, fuck. If you leave me, I'm gonna tell your parents you're gay as fuck."
Oh,
he's like, "No
arrangement,
like, no baby, don't do it."
Damn.
I'll promise I'll stay with you. You can have my granddaddy's inheritance, type shit,
bro. But Matt, yo,
let's start a rumor.
That's really off the rip.
Let's start a rumor that dude's gay.
Grindr's like, hey, so we got a sponsorship for you.
Oh, shit.
Oh, and then today's ad is brought to you by Hinge, the dating app that was meant to be deleted. I'm kidding. Don't get on Hinge. Don't do that. Don't. By the way, Hinge is a thing.
No, I know about Hinge. It sucks. You got to pay for it.
You do?
Yeah.
You got to pay for it now?
I don't know. That's something. I ain't been on no dating apps in a year.
Yeah. He's like, I don't know, man.
I ain't been on no dating apps, bro.
He's like, this is a setup question. Come on, man.
Yeah, fuck you. Hey, wallahi, I ain't been on no dating apps in over a year.
Yeah, man.
Going up on a year, actually. Mm. Yeah. Nah, when I met my girl, I said, cool it. I'm done. I'm done. I'm retired. I retired. I put my jersey up. Threw my sneakers on the fucking cables and shit. Yeah.
He said, throw the blue chews in the toilet.
No.
He said, hold on.
I'm holding on to the blue chews. Hold on to the blue chews.
Hold on to the gas station sex.
I told you I never touched those.
Bro, you did the gas station. The Black Panther one?
Nah, it's Black Rhino, but no. Black Panther's a movie.
What would that look like? Like, it's what? Just like a Black Panther themed like sex pill, gas station sex pill. What would that even look like?
Every time you come, you just go Wakanda forever.
You just like fucking.
As you're coming, T'Challa.
No condom forever. Hey, that's my life. Only with my friends though. Nah.
Let's go. Holly's back. Holly's back, baby.
Guys, no. Come on now. Y'all, my man of Christ. Come on now. Y'all see this nose piercing.
Is that why you have a naked Jesus Christ poster in your room?
That's exactly why I have
that. He don't even have it on the wall. He have it on the ceiling.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I appreciate my Lord every inch of him, bro.
And that's what it's like in the mindset of a Catholic. Anyways.
Dog, I used to have a bit when I was doing stand-up about how the crucifixion of Jesus was gay. I swear to God, bro. It was like, basically it was like, kind of sound a little gay how Jesus was crucified, right? Jesus had long hair and a dress on, right? There was a bunch of dudes, a sex toy, and then they all penetrated him.
They bonded his ass up too, bro.
That's what I'm saying. There was a sex toy, which was the cross, bunch of dudes, and they all penetrated him.
And they didn't do booty hole thing, so they didn't trigger
it. They probably did.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Do you think that's why Catholic priests would be fucking
Maybe
dudes?
That's what it was. Since he was the son of God, they activated his button back there in his G-spot, and so then that's why he was born again. Bro, I just cracked it. You're welcome.
You just cracked it?
And that's why we have butt cracks. Because Javi's going to crack it in 2023.
There you go.
There it is, baby. There it is. Do you know what my middle name is? It's Alejandro. That means the defender of mankind, baby. Come on. I'm here for y'all. I'm here for the people. I'm here for the people. I'm against the Anunnaki and the Draconians. Let me serve y'all. Anyways, I don't know what I'm talking about.
He gonna fuck your bitch. Don't let Javi fool you.
We're just friends.
Don't let Javi fool you.
Come on, guys.
He gonna friend his way
into some pussy. It's 2023.
He gonna friend his way into some pussy.
It's just 2023. I'm just there.
Hey, I'm a slut. I ain't gonna lie.
I'm just their gay hair, hairdressing bestie.
Damn.
Save me under his Pizza Hut, though. Hey. Yeah.
Hey, man. I know. That's fucking crazy.
What?
Why is Pizza Hut calling you? Why is Pizza Hut calling you?
He said, why is Pizza Hut got your location? Hold on. Why? Look at Rafi.
Why does Pizza Hut have your location? That'd be so hard. That'd be heartbreaking, dog.
Why are you going out more and wearing less? Come on. I say that a lot, and every time it hits him in the heart.
Yeah, dog.
He'd be like, I'm just saying you can do better. I was listening to fucking Fans, too, earlier today. Every time I hear that song, I think about when you and I both vibed at the same time. I'm like, this is a good song. I'm like, you're right, this is a good song.
That's the shot.
Yeah, dude. I'm glad you're utilizing the thing with the haircuts. It's only gonna get better whenever you aren't so shaky with it. And you're just like, drive, stop.
Yeah,
drive.
Well, not
stop.
His hair, bro. The kid's hair was weird.
But like, does it make sense though? Whenever you're cutting down clips on Dead Space, like
bro,
stuff
yeah.
that's not necessary.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that way it's just action, action, action. Yeah. Post.
Yeah.
Dude, or end result. Sorry.
Yeah, it was actually really smart. It's a very smart technique, and I like it. And I think I'm gonna start doing that.
Like, even if you're just like clipper combing like a chunk of hair off, record that, and then as you're. I want to get the chest piece so that way I can like do razor work on like one clip.
Dude,
you know
the razor
I mean?
Work is going to be so fucking good.
So balding, debulking with clipper comb, and razor work. Or knock down that mustache with the one and record yourself knocking a fuck ton of it off. And make sure you see it falling off the, and you're flicking the whole chunk of hair down.
That'd be cool to do in slow-mo too.
Because
you can adjust the slow motion.
Sure.
Right? Like if you do it off of the camera on your phone.
Yeah.
There's a way you can adjust the slow how much slow motion it is, and then you can have the rest of the clip going normal, and then at that moment where you're cutting and the hairs are flying off, that's when you do slow-mo.
Yeah.
And that
not too slow though, just because the attention span of the average viewer is so
yeah,
small.
Just like on the end, and then you click to the next video.
Y'all look at his mustache. That should look good. I'm looking at it right now. That's the perfect. Look at that. We used to always avoid shaving up his mustache. No. He'd be like, no, man, I ain't gay. And now we do it.
Hey, that don't make me gay. That don't make you.
Nah, can't wait to do his eyebrows. I can't wait to do his eyebrows one day. Yup. Been pushing almost, 3 years now? Goddamn. We're going to get to his eyebrows.
26, bro. What you mean? I ain't never got my eyebrows done.
Be all right. You just got to get the whiskers around. I ain't trying to shape it like it's gay or something like that.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
You know.
But nah, man, like the mustache, I wanted to have a thick mustache. That's what I want, bro. I want a thick mustache.
It's not in your genes, though.
Bro, my dad got one.
Mm.
I think I got this from my mom.
I think so. Your grandpa on your mom's side?
But my grandfather on my mom's side did have a beautiful beard. Mm. And I was the only grandkid allowed to play with it, too.
Maybe you need to eat more pussy.
I can't. My girl, I'm in a long distance relationship.
My tío was always tell us, like, yeah, you want a barber, you want a beard, you know what I mean? You get a eat pussy, and I'm like, okay.
Yo, I'd be telling them. Anytime I see somebody,
okay.
Hey, anytime I see somebody, they come with my beard. I was like, yeah, you gotta eat more pussy.
Yeah,
you gotta eat that pussy, bro.
I always tell my teens that come to me, they're like, yeah, dude, I just want to get a beard. I'm like, oh man, my uncles used to always say that if you eat pussy, that's kind of a thing that'll help out there, just because all those proteins. I'm just lying right there. And this is how I get them to get adventurous with their girlfriends and shit.
What are you pimping these kids out, dog?
I just want them. I feel like with COVID being what it was, kids are socially retarded.
Yeah, bro. They're just
like there's no social skills.
Honestly,
like,
bro.
That big gap of like of just no fucking up and learning, just kind of like hoarder to yourself type shit.
Yeah.
Like you and I had to go shoot our shot kind of and just fuck up and then learn from that.
Yeah, I mean.
But they didn't.
Dude, I didn't learn how to talk to women correctly until I was like probably like 21.
Yeah, man.
Like I was so awkward around women, bro. Like I was funny, but I was never like, I never had a game. You know what I mean?
Mm.
And like until I just started like until my beard really fully came in, real talk, bro, until my beard really fully came in and I was just more confident, I would just talk shit, dog. I would literally go, when I was working at Peloton in the Galleria, you know those little girls that be on the fucking, on the stands, like on the boots? And the Galleria, they got some fine ass ones. So all these dudes be trying to kiss their ass and tell them they're beautiful and shit. I would literally walk up to them and be like, "You ain't shit," and just walk off. I just came to tell you ain't shit and just walk off. It's and fun. they would eat it up. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, you're not trying to kiss their ass. Don't try to kiss her ass.
There it is. That's the solution.
Don't try to kiss her ass.
Stop trying to be the solution. Be the problem.
Be the problem.
If you're not,
like, stand out. Hoodville said this. If you are too nice, she's gonna forget you. But if you are an asshole, she will never forget you.
Exactly.
She will never get over you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
You put it on me. Remember this. Where am I? Right here. Yeah. Remember this. Stop trying to be the solution. Be her problem. Stand out. There it is.
And this is why you're single. You're your own problem.
I'm about to go be light-skinned and just go dance in the mirror and be like, like Usher's playing in the background. Confessions.
You ain't never just dance in the mirror by yourself, dog?
Nah, man. I ain't trying to get caught up with my freaking the mirror dimension.
I know, that's why I don't look in the eyes. I don't look at myself in the eyes.
Man, they got this thing on online. They were like, if you stare in the mirror in the dark with a candle like all going off on the side to you, and you just kind of stare at yourself for like a solid 10 minutes, like that reflection starts to move, but you're sitting still.
I'm good. That's not demonic.
Yeah.
That's not demonic.
That's horrifying. I always wondered who invented the mirror and why did they do that and what was their intention?
That's a very good question. How was the mirror invented?
And what was the purpose really? I mean, yeah, let's look at ourselves, but why? Like, you know what's crazy is you'll never be able to see you like the way I'm seeing you right now.
Yeah, because you're your reflection.
You only know mirror.
Yeah.
Or reflection.
Yeah, the reflection. Also, your reflection is not how people see you. Like, what you see yourself in the mirror is different from how other people see you.
This is true.
You think of, you look at yourself as more attractive in the mirror.
Damn, I don't. I got low self-esteem, baby. But, you know, I got all these friends that are girls that just reassure me that I just got to love myself. And I'm like, you're right. Anyways.
They be the shoulder he cries on.
I go over there like I'm Drake and just like
passion fruit and paradise.
I'll go to strip clubs and tell like the strippers, "You don't have to do this. I can save you.
You don't have to do this. Who hurt you?
I can save you.
I can save you." What else he was saying?
I don't know. Clutching glizzies with the fellas. Hell yeah. That boy's so zesty. It's funny.
Who, 21? That boy said, 21, why'd you do something for me? Clutch your glizzies with the fellas.
What?
Nobody still hasn't made a remix of that.
It's coming. There's something out there. There's probably something spinning on TikTok that's not hasn't hit our line yet. Man. This is about to be a busy year. It's already a very busy year.
Yeah.
I got out of the shop at like 5 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
I was supposed to get out at 8, but I was like, nah, fuck that. I cut out. I was like, put a big old, we're going to extend that, and I'm going to get out of there. Worked out.
Sometimes you need that, bro.
Yeah, bro. Going 7 days a week. I was like, man, come on.
Yeah, nah, bro. You need to keep your Sundays till 5.
Yeah, bro. Something like that.
Yeah, you might miss out on a couple bucks, but at least you're going to have like some time to yourself, you know?
Yeah, dude. Something.
What you doing on Monday?
Tomorrow, I'm sleeping until 2 p.m.
Oh, you off tomorrow?
No, I'm sleeping until 2 p.m. and then I'm going to go in at the shop at 2:30 is my first, or 2, 3 o'clock is my first appointment.
Oh, shit.
So 3 to 8, so it's 5 hours.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah. There's like 7 appointments down, I think.
Nice.
There's some.
You got your morning blocked off over there?
Yeah. I'm blocked off my morning 9 a.m. to
2 o'clock.
Yeah, yeah, no,
2:30, something like that.
What you doing? What you doing? Hey,
stop it.
She's like, the wire's not good.
Anyways, autistic man. What you got for us, Rafi?
Nothing.
I'm thinking about that food you were talking about earlier.
You still thinking about food?
Yeah, bro. Shit. I'm always hungry. Actually, I haven't eaten much today.
For real?
Yeah, I was supposed to grab food, but I was like, nah, I need to get this apartment because there's litter packed for days in there and litter packed for days in there. So when I got here, cleaned that shit up, hung these pictures up, damn, showered. I had some chips.
Hey, dog, you need to take care of yourself,
homie. I got Wingstop in the fridge. I need to warm up.
All right, bro. At least you got some food, man. Like, make sure you eat, dog. Don't be missing your meals.
And I got my meal preps ready.
Damn, I need a meal prep.
I got, like, 3 meals, I think,
left. That's what I'm going to do on Tuesday, I think.
Hell yeah. Go to Costco. Stock up on my...
Dog, my Costco membership expired, dog.
That's $60, Roger.
I know. I just didn't want to renew it. Because, bro, the whole year that I had my membership, dog, I went 6 times. Because, like, for me, it's out the way. HEB right there on El Dorado. Fuck, I'm going to go on highway and go all the way down, get to Costco. You know what I'm saying? And Costco's amazing, though. I love
it. You got a deep freeze or something at home?
Nah. It's already packed up.
No, you got a deep freeze, like a separate deep freeze?
Yeah, that's it. It's already packed up.
Unless you get, like, a mini one for you.
Shit, where the fuck am I going to put it?
$100, fine. Put it, park it somewhere. Label it Rafi with the spray paint can or put a big old sticker on it. Put Bussy Fades. I don't know.
Bussy Fades.
Desi Barber.
Hey, that's a pretty funny name. Bussy Fades?
Yeah. And then just pack that shit out with like fish and chicken. Freeze it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Bulk buy it from Costco. And then whenever you're getting broke, you can fall back on that meat. That shit's going to be good till for a year. Just label the day you put it in. It'll be all right. But I just... $100 deep freeze, and then, you know, about like $300 worth of like freezable chickens and stuff. It was cool. I like those chickens because they come separate packed and sealed pound. Each of them have like about 4-3 pounds in each one. So like that's enough to make a meals for the whole week. That's how I do it. I get the chicken thighs too, just so it has more juicy fat on it.
Your cat's funny.
She always doing shit. She autistic.
She just keep going into each tripod and sniffing it.
Mm-hmm. She smells something on it.
Probably some pussy.
Maybe.
I want to use this to make a porno. The setup that I have.
Do it then.
It's going to be really hard.
Why?
How the fuck am I supposed to be changing positions and camera shots?
What do you mean? Like you on yourself?
Yeah.
Oh, you doing the porn versus you recording someone else fucking.
Yeah, why would I fucking do that?
I don't make money.
No, I'm
make
good.
Them sign a contract and be like, I get like 30 to 40% of whatever's created.
Keep your shit. I don't want to watch two people fuck. Not live, at least.
I would. I don't care. I'm a holy man. Anyways. Just as far as low. No, I like hearing my neighbors fuck. Sometimes it's funny. Because it's like, you'll hear the girl moaning more than the guy. And sometimes I think to myself, what if the guy's just like doing this shit and then just like, because he did, if you've seen my neighbor, he just has no facial expression.
No one right here?
No, over here on this side. And like, you'll hear, and then you just hear, and I'm like, because... I don't know about y'all, but I'd be moaning in my girl's ear or my ex's ear, bro. Like, if I got feelings for a girl and we're fucking, bro, I'm about to be moaning louder than her. I'm about to be like, or some shit like that. Like, you know, I'm going to be loud because, like, I'm into it. I'm into the girl, and my dick wet as fuck right now. Like, hell yeah, I'm in there. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm feeling it.
I hate girls that be like, I don't suck dick.
Ew. What? There are girls like that?
Yes.
Really? In 2023? Come on now. No way. Yes,
bro. There's girls like that that still be like, I don't suck dick.
Oh, boring. You can't be boring in the bed, but also depressed that you'd have no man. Like, what the hell? No. Like, it's 2023. Come on now. Hey, try something.
Dick, don't be surprised if I'm not too quick. Simple as that. No dick suck, quick nut. That rhymed.
No condom forever.
When you fucking hoes, do you be wearing condoms?
Hell yeah. Hell yes. Dude.
Would you ever fuck a prostitute?
No.
You would never get a prostitute? Like, is she like legit clean and everything? No. She... No.
I have had way too many stories from like stupid deals and cousins that have got caught up in that and now have to deal with medicine the rest of their lives going forward. You know what I'm saying? So like, I'm good. I've lived a lot of experiences through other people, and that's one of those things where I'm just not about to explore that. Plus, I do pretty well getting free pussy, so I don't need to deal with any of that anytime soon or ever, to be honest. My cat's just, for y'all wondering, we're staring at my cat messing with or smelling the cameras. She's so thick. Look at her little belly hanging.
All that fucking shit in her stomach.
Mm-hmm. Shitty booty ass kitty.
She really have an autistic reaction right now.
I'm telling you, she's autistic, bro.
Can cats be, can animals be autistic?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, dude. That girl ain't right. I'm trying to tell you. She ain't right. She like, what the fuck? What's your comfort food that your mom would make you? You know, and that she knows that if she made it, that you would eat no matter what you're going through.
Nihari.
What's that?
It's like kind of like, it's hard to describe. It has this like gravy and it has beef. And it's super spicy, and you can add like raw garlic, raw ginger, and cilantro, and jalapenos, and you eat it with naan. It's so good.
Mm.
It's so good.
Mm. Mine was always like fideo.
What's fideo?
Fideo is like this, like soupy noodle. They're like little baby noodle strips too, and it have typically like all the veggies and stuff like that in it, but. She made it special sort of for me. She'd blend up the vegetables and put the puree of the vegetables in the fideo and mix it. And then ground beef as well.
Oh.
And some seasonings, a crazy amount of seasonings that I can't even think about. And then probably throw up some diced potatoes in there and shit like that. And then have a side of like just some thick tortillas, flour probably. Or bread, you know. But
you ever had picadillo?
It's okay. Never had good picadillo, to be honest.
My girl been making that shit.
I will say, dating a Puerto Rican girl, one dish I never thought I'd like or even know the name of until I dated her and, you know, was around her family. There's a dish called mofongo. Bro, that was so good.
What's mofongo?
Bro, mofongo is like... It's like this mashed plantain that's been fried, and it's like slightly baked as well on top of that, and bits of garlic in it as well, and some pork rind a little bit. I think it's pork rind. There's some kind of like rindy like substance in it. Super good. And it's always like it's a good side, of like beef or something, like some sort of like fajita on the side. But it's almost like... Plantain mashed potato, I guess, is the best way to put it. Real good.
Sounds pretty good.
Yeah, dude.
Except minus the pork part. But.
Yeah, yeah. Some people cheat and they put the pork rind in it when I think you're supposed to use something else I can't think of. It's like fish skin, I think, is what you're supposed to put in it.
Hey, I'm not going to lie, bro. I like the way you faded this part. Like, you got it to blend in with the rest of the beard. Like, because this part is still growing. So I like how you blended.
Oh, yeah.
Here.
That's a foreguard.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah.
I really like it.
It's easy. Just because of how fro-y your shit is. Sometimes I want to straighten your beard.
No.
But there ain't no point because it's just going to fro out. I know you spend more time. You're going to be spending more time straightening your beard than anything else.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't want to straighten my beard. I like the way my beard froze. It
gives you a chin.
It does. Look at this.
Mm-hmm.
See that?
That's my main focal point is just creating chin structure. Honestly, any barbers watching right now, when you're shaping beards and you notice your client has no, any new barbers right now that are kind of like trying to figure out like the way around beards, the trick to beards, I would say, is pretty simple. It's you're not doing a lot, to be honest. You're just trying to create a chin for those that have that lack chin, and just shape that as pretty as you can and precise on top. But mainly under here is really where you carry the money, because some clients just don't have chins, and you give them that chin with the beard. If you play your cards right and you know what you're doing, it takes you a few fucking ups to figure it out, but you end up building a forever client when you give them a chin. And they don't realize that that's what they're looking at, but that's what they end up falling in love with, is having a chin.
Facts. And I'm living testament.
Yeah, dude.
I've been cutting my hair for 3 years.
Time flies.
Dude, time flies.
Bro, what the fuck has been going on the past 3 years? What the hell?
Pandemic.
Pan-fucking-demic, dude. What the fuck?
You see that shit in New Zealand where that new prime minister's like, we're going to hunt people down that are unvaccinated.
I saw that.
Yo, that shit is crazy, dog. That shit is so crazy.
I heard that noise. I was like, what the fuck? Oh,
that's just my uncle.
Yeah. bro. Yeah, and I'm seeing people are having health issues now because
bro,
of like.
People die of strokes and shit randomly just fall. They're doing an investigation on that shit, bro. There was a whole thing.
On the fucking vaccine. And now, like, I'm like shook because I took a vaccine and I got a booster. I'm 29 years old, though. We'll see.
You got a booster?
Yeah.
Why are you gay?
Why are you gay? Yeah. For real. I got that shit. And I was like, dang, bro, what the fuck? So now I'm like trying to watch. I'm trying to just stay mellow as much as I can because I'm good at stressing out really fast.
Yeah,
so
no, like, no trip, bro. God got you, dog. Don't worry about that shit.
Yeah, dude.
You know what I'm saying?
Over here eating fucking, whatchamacallit, fucking sea moss, cardioing it up.
That's cool.
Clearing all the mucus I can up.
Do what you can, bro. Control what you can't control. And let the God, like God, the universe, you know, handle everything else, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't do it. That was just me. Everybody else in my family got it, you know. So
I purposely just kept an eye on Rafi and always ask him how he's feeling, just because I was like, he's the only person I know that didn't get it and know where he stands on it. So I'm gonna just see how.
Yeah, my thing was this. I don't like being forced to do shit like that.
He's all right. He's doing fine.
My body, my choice.
He a little light skinned, but he gonna be okay. He gonna be okay.
Yeah, bro. Like, I mean, I fucking do whatever I can to make sure I'm healthy. I get sick just as often as a normal person does, which is once a year, once or twice a year. You know, and my allergies is just bad. And if anything, bro, I hop on that. If I start getting sick or anything, I hop on the elderberry. I up my vitamins. I have not been taking my vitamins recently, but you know what I'm saying? Or I go into a sauna. I do 30-minute sauna sessions. I do all of that. I don't risk it with my biscuit.
It's not worth it.
You know what I'm saying?
It's not worth it.
It's not. For me, it's not. I don't. And now, like, everything that I was talking about on why I didn't want to get it is starting to happen now. And it's just like, I don't even want to be that dude, like I told you so type dude. But I'm like, bro, this shit's about to... Like, the next 5 years are about to be really interesting.
I feel bad for the older people, to be honest.
Oh, bro, there's so many people finna die from this shit.
Sad.
So many old people finna die from this shit.
Mm-mm.
The way they handled the whole situation was really crazy, too.
If you think about it, if you really, like, zoom out on, like, what really happened, like, you had forms of government forcing their own people into mass vaccinations.
Mm-hmm.
Quite literally forcing them, like, you were not going to, everything in your life would be inconvenient to an unlivable life unless you conformed to the vaccinations.
Mm-hmm. And the sad part is, bro, the government should not have any power like that.
Mm-hmm.
The power should be for the people.
Yeah, dude.
Right? The people should have the power to do whatever the fuck they want.
No matter what country you're in, but somehow we always like,
this is fucking America.
It's coming full circle, bro.
Yeah, man. It's about to get bad over here, too, in America. It's about to get bad here.
Oh, man, I wish I had the money to go to Dubai and just live there.
Bro, you do have the money.
That's the literal, like...
That's the goal for me. Like, by next year, next year this time, I'm going to let you know, like, yo, I'm probably moving, dog. Like, by summer of next year, me and future wifey, we're going to be moving.
Because, like, that's kind of the future country of tomorrow.
Yeah, and, I mean, like, for me, it's like I want to be around, like, more... Like, I would love to live in a Muslim country. You know what I'm saying? That also has, like, a touch of Westernism, you know, of in it to where
UAD.
UAE.
UAE.
UAD something.
UAE. What does that stand for?
United American Emirates. Arab Emirates. Not Arab, American. Arab Emirates.
Yeah.
You know in Qatar where they have the World Cup right now?
Wait, what's the money standard over there?
What you mean? In Europe? In the UAE? Yeah. Dirham? Dirham? D-I-R-A-M?
Got it.
Yep. Yeah, and Dubai money is cool, bro, because it's like $1 here is three of their dirhams over there. So if you think about it from a barber perspective, you charge $50, you charge $100 a cut, $300 of their fucking dirham. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, bro, I wanna get enough of a following to where I can go to Dubai. And you know it's not actually pronounced Dubai, it's Dubai.
Mm. That's new to me.
Yeah, my girl told me that.
I forgot she went.
Yeah.
I forgot she went over there.
Yeah, she went. She loved it. We're probably planning a trip by the end of the year. We're going to go there. And
that should be fun, bro.
Yeah, we're going to go there, and then we'll see if this is someplace that we want to live. And if it is, then I'm going to see what it's like to be a barber over there. You know what I'm saying? Like, what would it cost for me to become a barber over there? And then if shit seems right, then yeah, man, why not? Right? Even if I go there for a year. What do I have to lose?
It's crazy. In the mentorship, there's about 30-ish people that live in Dubai right now, building and scaling their businesses in Dubai. Like, so,
you know. They got Instagrams?
I'm pretty sure. But yeah.
But let me know who they are. I'll start following them.
Yeah, man.
Because like, that's the goal, man. I want to get to that. I would like to live there.
Yeah.
My girl wants to live there. So it's like, why not? Like, as cool as America is, man, I love America. I love everything that America's provided me with. I just want to be somewhere different.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I want something different.
Literally nothing wrong with wanting to get the fuck
out. What's your goal for, like, 10 years from now? Where do you want to be at? What do you want to be doing?
Definitely want to be retired from barbering.
Hmm. I like that.
Yeah. Land, house, wife. Mom living with us, kids, a couple dogs, Boomy's fat, no bank account stacked up, money creates itself in my sleep, you know what I mean, mm-hmm. from what I've invested and created machine-wise, location-wise, I don't know where that would be at, but yeah.
That's beautiful, man.
Yeah, man.
That's awesome. I like that.
Yeah. Boomy's fat. That's a big one. That's a big one.
But 10 years is going to fly by.
Bro, 3 years flew by. What you mean?
I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, we were like, when 2020 happened, we were like, oh, yeah. You know, we're about to enter the future, and then the pandemic happened. Honestly, bro, for a lot of people, if you had any type of ambition or goals or anything like that, and you didn't take advantage of that in the 2 years that we were in the pandemic to where you had so much time to invest into yourself and learn and do things that you want to do, or you know what I'm saying, set yourself up to follow your passion. What the fuck were you doing?
Yeah, dude. I will say that, like, man, the younger kids, man, they do whatever the fuck they want to do, despite how like much of a crybabies they can be sometimes. If they don't like a job, bro, they will literally walk the fuck out.
And not give a fuck.
Not give a fuck. And go find a job down the road. And I'm like, bro, hats off to you. Because I worked at a lot of shitty jobs that I hated and just stuck it out. Because like, oh, that's not how I was raised. Man, fuck that shit. Bro, them kids walk out nowadays. They don't give a shit. I've had clients tell me like, yeah, I fucking left Chick-fil-A. Fuck that place. I'm going to get a job over at Foot Locker. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, bro.
And all right, are you so okay? Crazy.
It's so crazy because a lot of these places, they don't even do background checks the way they used to, where they would call like
hell old no, jobs. Because they could lose them overnight.
No, not just that, but just like they don't even have people applying like that anymore.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? So like for them, it's like, yo, you want to work here? Okay, come work here. You want to work for us? Okay, please come through. So it's just like, yeah, man, they don't.
It's a new era for sure.
Yeah, and a lot of these corporate companies are starting to realize that and that people don't want to work for the companies anymore. They want to use the companies to build their own businesses and their own, you know what I mean? Whatever it is that they want to do, that they want to build up.
Yeah.
And
kids are becoming There's a lot of content creators out there for just the most random things, or online Amazon FBA little gurus that I have. I mean, shit, man. I know
I got a client of mine that wants to get me to do start doing Amazon FBA with him.
Take your time.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, he was like, bro, it's gonna take time. He goes, I'm busy right now.
Copywriting is something my 19-year-old client got into. He keeps up with Andrew Tate's Hustler University. And he does like 2 projects or something like that sometimes a week. He tells me something. He'll be like, yeah, last week I made like 700, or this week I made like 1200. And I'm like, bro, what the fuck? I don't know. And like, it sounds dumb, but I don't know what copywriting is. But from what it sounds like, he's working behind his laptop and he's just fucking around for a few hours, getting a creative edge and putting shit together. And I'm like, okay.
Isn't that cool?
19 years old, lives at home with his parents. No, drives a beater car, just saving up money.
Mm-hmm. I'm not petting Javi, I'm petting the cat.
You're rubbing my ass.
You see? There's a cat right here.
That's my tail.
So calm. She's so calm.
What's up, Sia?
Why are you rubbing up on him when I'm the one rubbing you?
She'd be like that. Bro, she'll come rub up on me when I'm in the middle of my sleep. She'll just come, like, fucking put her paw on my eyeball, and I'm like, ow, whore.
She's like, damn, I got 2 motherfuckers rubbing on me now.
She's like, just as friends, though. Yeah.
Damn, we've been going for 1 hour 20.
Oh, shit. Damn. What the fuck does that time go? It's 9:30. Damn, well, I like that we did it earlier today. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I like, bro.
Yeah, that's. I think I'm going to start ending my Sundays a little earlier then. Yeah.
That's up to you, bro. I mean,
not even just for this, but for the sake of just sanity.
Yeah. No, 100% understand, bro.
9 to 5 or 9 to 6, something like that. Give myself a breather. Then Mondays I can go ham. It's okay.
Yeah. That's smart, man.
You got any closing notes for us, bro? What you got? What you got for us?
Men and women can't be just platonic friends. It's not going to happen.
Let's see. I would say stop trying to be the solution. Try and be her problem. Stand out from the rest of the crowd, guys. Do better. Do better. Yeah. Yeah.
And on that note, this has been Useful Nonsense, and we out this bitch. Peace.
Peace.